Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, we are here again, praise the Lamb of God, to lift up the name of Jesus and to give him glory for all he is to us. It's Friday, it's Intercessory Prayer Day, praise God, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's calling in and chiming in, even now, all of those that's already coming in to queue here, praise the Lord. I thank God for each of you today. As we push into the weekend here to give God praise, boy, I tell you, it's been a wonderful, wonderful week here at PSMI. Oh, my goodness. Last night, I tell you, people of God, I tell you, I turned away from the mic a little bit there. I tell you, people of God, last night, the bubbling in my belly, the bubbling up, and the way that word came forth that I put on that page, you need to take that, edit it, do what you need to do to it, and stick it in your pocket. because God is going to bring it to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see I have my friend, my brother, my son, my confidant, that man of God, hallelujah, that prophet Daryl Saunders is here with us today. How you doing, prophet?
I'm doing good, apostle. How are you?
I am blessed of the Lord and highly favored, man. I slept on high last night. Praise the Lamb of God. I am on a high and still on a high. So I'm telling you, I'm just watching God do what God does best. Praise the Lamb of God, and that's be God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, that prophetic word flowed last night. So richly, Prophet Darrell. Say what now? I can't hear you good.
I tried to post last night. It wouldn't let me post nothing on the page last night.
Yeah, I think I saw one post by you, though. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, man, you talking about a wonderful corporate word. The last part of that word, when the Lord spoke to me and said, tell them that it will be as a tale told, like a fairy tale, that they won't even believe what is being said or being done by the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, hallelujah, God said that he's going to cause the rich to become poor and the poor rich. It's going to be a change of the gods. I'm telling you, God is doing it. He is doing something fantastic today. Praise the Lamb of God. He's doing something fantastic right now. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's happening, people of God. One of the people, praise the Lamb of God, that I've been talking to and ministering to, just as I've been telling her that God is setting us up for the rest of our life, she called me today and said, prophet, you are not going to believe what happened to me. But I'm telling you, what they're giving me is enough money for me to live off of the rest of my life. I'm just overwhelmed at what God is doing. The promises, and that's what she said, the promises fulfilled. The promises are fulfilling themselves of what God has said. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not the time to run away from God. This is not the time to get out of sync and get out of harmony. This is the time to press in, prophet. This is the time to get in the presence. So I think you said that, prophet, there. I think at one of your posts I read said something about that. Hallelujah, that this is not the season to be lax with God. Hallelujah. But this is the season to depart from our sinful ways and to get into the face of God. Hallelujah. The Lord told me last night, he said, when I lay down, he said, lay down and rest, for I'm going to come and carry you away to another place. And do you know, all night long I dreamt that I was in this another city, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Darrell, in this room, hallelujah, and that there was a serial killer trying to get into the room, and there were women in the room, and the Lord showed me his face. Hello, somebody. And it's somebody that they would never believe is doing it. Praise the Lord. Show me his face. I know him. Show me his face. I don't know him personally, but I know him from television and everything. Show me his face. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then gave me a number behind it, but I'm not going to give out the number because you know what we'll do with that. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I tell you the truth. God is up to something, and it's gorgeous. It's wonderful. It's gigantic. It's monumentous. It's capital. It's zenith. It's over the top. It's utopia, what God is up to in the lives of his children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm just praising and blessing God for all he is and all that he's doing. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness, goodness gracious. I am happy to be here today. Prophet Darrell, what you got to tell us? Tell me something good, Prophet Darrell.
I was just so upset because I couldn't post on the page. I was telling my God sister yesterday, I said, this prophetic gift is just rolling all in my belly. It was just on me so heavy, and they wouldn't let me speak. I said, the devil is a lie. So I just took my pocket up somewhere and lay down and went to sleep.
He said, the devil is a lie. You're going to sleep. Hallelujah. The Lord promises beloved rest. I always give that to the Lord when I can't sleep. I said, your word says that you give your beloved sleep upon their beds. You will let us rest. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. I just gone right on to sleep and just keep on pushing. Praise the Lamb of God. Our intercessors are coming in queue here. Prophet Dale, is intercessory prayer day, and we're going to do some prayers, some heavens down today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and praying for one another and doing some teaching. We're teaching on the prophet Micah today. Praise the Lamb of God, whose name is He Who Is Like the Lord. We're going to be doing some teaching on him. Praise the Lamb of God and his prophecies over nations, over Jerusalem and Israel. Praise the Lamb of God, Judah and Israel. He prophesied over them. We're going to look at some of that today here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. I think Pastor Nation is supposed to be calling in today to talk about intercessory prayer and this, that, and another. And then we're going to, no doubt, do some prophesying as we concluded on yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God and ask him to call back in today. So we thank him and praise God for each of you. Now, get down to some business here, Prophet Darrell. Prophet Darrell, this is a PSM Awareness Week. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be spreading the word concerning PSM. I've seen a couple of people praise, like Dr. J and some others, Bertha, and some others that's been spreading the word. Hallelujah. And I'm asking all of our listeners, praise the Lamb of God, to invite people to the show, on the show, listen to the show, to listen to the archives, praise God. If they come on what you dialed on at night, they can look at listen to the archives, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If they go under the blog, www.blogtalkradio.com/PSM Live, they can listen to the shows that was previously done. Praise the starting with the one today will be aired tonight. They can listen to them, and I know a lot of people do that. Praise the Lamb of God, but we just want to put that out there for them. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I am excited about PSM Live because we're blessing so many people's lives. So many people are being blessed, and so many people are growing and developing and coming into various new dimensions of their experience with God. And this is what it's all about, praise the Lamb of God. If we're not growing, hallelujah, then that only means because we're not knowing. But because we're supplying ample knowledge and wisdom, praise the Lamb of God, of God's word, Prophet, there are people grow. Hallelujah. That prepares them to go. Jesus called his disciples. He ministered to them first and then sent them out. Hallelujah. And knowledge is power. Praise the Lamb of God. So we want you all to know that we love you today and we are happy about what God is doing with you and through you. By this vehicle that we call PSM Live here. Praise the Lamb of God on the page and things of that nature. Praise them. Tomorrow is our study day on the page. You can go on our page and ask all kinds of questions. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a wonderful thing to have available, that you can ask questions and answers and get involved. Praise the Lamb of God in the Saturday share articles and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know who our featured article is. I think we need to start doing that so we can announce who our featured article person is going to be on Saturdays. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we can make that even a better exciting time, praise the Lamb, as we interact with our article. I believe Nicole did it last, and Nicole Brown did it last week. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, did she do a good job. Praise God. We have so many gifted and people that's filled with experience that can give inspiration to others. Praise God. But nobody never asks you because Only one preacher can preach on Sunday normally, praise the Lamb of God. And one person teach Bible class and this, that, another. And so we don't have enough opportunity for people to express themselves. But there's so many gifts in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And yeah. I cherish the gifts of everybody, praise the Lamb of God, here at PSMI. And I thank God for each of you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Somebody's in queue. Look like one of them East Coast kind of people here. Praise the Lord. Let's see who this one is. 864, I believe that's Sylvia right there. Praise the Lord. 864, area code. You see what they do, Prophet Darrell. They push one on their dial, then we go to them, Prophet Darrell. You know what didn't happen? They didn't set the phone down and went on and started cooking and carrying on.
Well, can
something
I pray
they can't do that, Prophet Darrell.
Can I pray today?
Something they can't. Yeah, you can pray today. You know, you can pray any day of the week. You, this your show, man. What you talking about? Can you pray? This your show. How can you go ask that? Praise the Lord. Let me see who this is here. This is Athelia, right?
Yes, it is, Apostle. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Prophet Sanders.
Good afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Awesome night last night. Got to say it.
Hallelujah. We had an awesome night, and our intercessors and the prayer call. I was on our regional director's call with Full Gospel while I wasn't on the prayer call. Praise the Lamb of God. Granddaughter!
Hey, Granddaddy. How you doing today?
How you doing today?
I'm tired today. I just went to bed at 7:30.
Oh, Jesus. You tired. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. You're just tired and weary a little bit. Been up. Was everything all right? Is all well at the home front?
All is well. I got to preach Sunday, so I was up studying.
Well, you wasn't doing nothing wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You wasn't doing nothing wrong. We have no sympathy for that. Praise the Lamb of God. You're supposed to. We have no sympathy. Do we have any sympathy for that, Prophet Darrell? No. Not none.
None.
Yeah, you shouldn't have went to bed. Praise all the study not and done.
All night.
Ooh, Jesus, we didn't have computers or nothing. You had to do it through books. You had to read all the chapters and all of that and get up. My God, y'all can push one button and all of the concordances and everything come up and dictionaries and all, y'all can even go get sermons off the internet. We couldn't do nothing like that. You had to go get it, baby, and get on your knees, on your face, and in that word and pray that word down. Pray it took me 40 hours to put a sermon together. My goodness gracious. Now you can put it together in 20 minutes, in 40 minutes, depending on your experience. And how to do it because of technology. Praise the Lamb of God. So I have no sympathy for you. Hallelujah.
I wasn't on the computer. Study it the hard way.
Get in there and get it like I used to. I still do it that way most of the time. Praise the Lamb of God. I still go and do all my research and what have you, because that's how you gain more knowledge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The push button is automatic. Can make you lose a wealth of knowledge, praise God.
Amen.
And book reading coming
right.
Thing of the and we people need to get into reading. There is so much that helps you. It helps your vocabulary and all. It does a lot of things for you. Keep your mind quick and good recall and things of that nature. So you want to be able to do that, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Right.
All right, people of God. Thank God for each of you today, all of our intercessors that's shining in. And I see some others down there that haven't pushed one on their dial. I don't think I don't see you because I do. I have guys today, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we're going to start right here. Prophet Darrell wants to lead out today. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to let Prophet Darrell lead us to the throne of grace in just a few minutes. But I want those of you that's in radio land, if you dial this number, at error code 646-564-9818, you can call in for special prayer request, and we will pray for you. If you have a special prayer request, please push Praise the Lamb of God, one on your dial, and we will come to your assistance, praise the Lord, and see what we can do, praise the Lamb, to into the presence of God on your behalf. Those of you who are in convalescent homes, those of you who are sick, those of you, praise the Lamb of God, are shut in, those that feel like the bottom then dropped out, praise the Lamb, I want you to know that God's hand can lift you out of your despair. Those of you that are despondent, depressed, you have lost a loved one, you're saddened, you're grieving, I want you to know God is not picking on you, neither is the devil. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But all of us have an appointed time, and we cannot go beyond it. But I want you to know in your sorrow and your grief, heaven can heal that. But that's one of the reasons why Jesus died. So know, praise the Lamb of God, that God has you in his hand today. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know today, praise the Lamb, that the Father loves us more than our little hearts can conceive. Jesus loves us just that much. This man of God is coming to us in a minute. Praise the Lamb of God to lead us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that I trust in the works of prayer. I trust, praise the Lamb of God, in the works of prayer. And we're going to talk about prayer after, praise the Lamb of God, the man of God and lead us. Oh, my God. Do you believe in prayer today? That's what we need to start asking some of the folks around us. Do you believe in prayer? Hallelujah. Then if you believe in prayer, then you ought to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you believe in prayer, you ought to pray. Come on, Prophet Daryl. Hallelujah. Take us to that place, in the secret place of the Most High, in Jesus' name.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before your throne of grace, Father God, just to tell you thank you.
Lord,
thank you, Father, last night laying down in this morning early rising. God, we just want to tell you thank you this morning. We want to thank you for watching over us all night long, oh God. You didn't let no robber break in, and you didn't let no fire break out. And for this reason, God, we tell you thank you. God, we thank you for watching over our loved ones, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for watching over our children. We thank you for watching over our mothers, our fathers, our leaders, oh God. We just want to tell you thank you this morning, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for our sins, oh God. Forgive us for our sins.
Have mercy, Lord.
Sins of commission, sins of omission, oh God. God, forgive us for them evil thoughts that we have thought.
Oh, take your time and amend them.
Our brothers and our sisters. God, we ask you to forgive us tonight. Forgive
thank
us
you,
for
Jesus.
Our sins, oh God. Have mercy upon us. Now, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh God. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer. And for this, God, I give you praise. I give you honor in Jesus' mighty name. Now, God, we ask you to come on through the show, oh God, and have your way today, God. In the name of Jesus, come in and make teaching easy today, oh God. Open up the hearts and the minds of the people, oh God, where they can be able to receive revelation of your word, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we come against every stubborn spirit. We come against every drawback spirit. We come against every spirit of disobedience. In the name of Elohim, oh Yahweh, God. God, come in and move by your power, oh God. Saturate the atmosphere with your glory. Germinated with your power and your anointing, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Come into that prophecy be easy, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. God, move by your power, oh God. Go into the nursing homes. Go into the hospital room, oh God. They have given up on life, oh God. But God, let them know that you come that we may have life.
Yes,
and that life, God. Look on that man in the prison, oh God. Touch righteous man tonight, oh God. Let him know, oh God, who the Son set free. It's free indeed today, oh God. Free him in
Jesus.
The mind, oh God. In Jesus' mighty
yes,
name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh God, look on the men and women of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes,
have your way in their lives, oh God. Right in the wrong, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, oh God. God, we bless you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the moon. God, you're worthy of all praise and all glory, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We come against everything that's not like you. We come against Jezebel. We come against the Ahab. We come against the voodoo worker. We come against every witch. We come against every warlock. We come against every prophecy. We come against it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for giving us the victory. God, we thank you for giving us the victory over the enemy. God, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
God, God, we thank you for allowing us to come to the cross. God, we thank you for allowing us to go behind the veil. God, we thank you for allowing the veil to be ripped from the top and the bottom. And for this reason, God, we tell you, thank you, God. God, we thank you for our lives today, oh God. God, we thank you for PSMI today, oh God. God, we thank you for the members of PSMI. God, we ask you for the name by name and person by person, God. Do it for your glory, oh God. Manifest yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this place, oh God. Have your way today, oh God. Bless this broadcast like never before. Let this be one of the best broadcasters ever in Jesus' mighty name. God, we know to reach across the water. Bless in the foreign lands, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. We speak peace in Russia today.
Thank you,
in Jesus' mighty name. We speak peace in China today. In Jesus' mighty name. God, for you told us, oh God, if we would first seek the kingdom of heaven, and all these righteousness shall be added unto us, oh God. God, we seek the kingdom today. Help us to be kingdom builders. Help us to be kingdom dwellers, oh God. In this season and in this hour, oh God, please show our mercy, oh God. The saints are yet praying. The saints are yet travailing. God, we're standing on your promises. We ain't calling on Krishna. We ain't calling on Baal. We ain't calling
on
you. We calling on the name above every name, that healing, delivering name, Jesus, the Son of the living God. God, move by your power. Let deaf ears be unstopped. Let blinded eyes be open, oh God. Let the wondering minds come in, oh God. Let them hear word, oh God. Let them hear the word that heal, the word that deliver, the word that can bring them out of bondage. We come to pull them out of the pit. We come to pull them out of the pit and the slump that they in, God. God, please have your way, sir. Please have your way today, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, cover our apostle today, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, touch his body, oh God. In Jesus' name, touch his body from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, have your way, God. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' mighty God. Hallelujah. Have your way, oh God. Have your way today, oh God. Have your way today. Germinate us with your glory. Germinate us with your power. Infect us with the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
God, intrude on our lives. Intrude on our lives, oh God. God, we want you to intrude today. God, we want you to violate us today, oh God. Under the Brahmandiosi. Yes, God, we want you to intrude. God, we want you to have a takeover spirit. Take over, God. Take over, Lord. Take over our lives,
in
oh God. Take over, God, in this season. God, our feet, God, our tongues and our mouths, oh God, so we can say what you want us to say, where we can walk where you tell us to walk, in Jesus' mighty name. Have your way. Yeah. Do it for the Lord.
do it for your glory, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. But you said no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And for every tongue that rises up against us in the day of judgment, God, you just said it should be wrong, oh God. We thank you. We thank you for being the just God. We thank you for being a righteous God. We thank you for being a holy God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, for dying on the old rugged cross. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And God, we bless you now. We bless you now, God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. We give you the glory. And we give you the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Love you today. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your man of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory
thank
to
you, Father God.
Glory.
Thank you.
Lamb of God. Ah, goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. I tell you, people of God, when we consider the Lord and consider this great gift that he has given us, praise the Lamb of God, called prayer, that is nothing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that should stand in between and the throne of God. God did everything for us. God has done everything for us. He has taken away, praise the Lamb of God, the veil. He has rent the veil in his death so whosoever will could come. He has set an open for us that we can go in and out of his presence. He has promised to inhabit his praises. There is nothing, praise the Lamb of God, that causes us not to be able to be successful in prayer but us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, there's nothing that hinders us from being the prevailers in prayer but us. Praise the Lamb of God, because we are so slothful, we are so anesthetized by the world, by our flesh, our carnality, until we refuse to go into the secret place. We're so caught up in our everyday regiments and the things that we want to accomplish and do until we forget to call on the name of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God, who is a strong tower, and the righteous man, and they are saved. We forget to call on the name of him who is a very present help in the day of trouble. Hallelujah. And then when we get into situations and circumstances, praise the Lamb of God, we panic. We go through anxiety and we go through worry because we have not checked in with the God of glory. But when you know that you know that the Lord is with you, praise the Lamb of God. When you truly know, hallelujah, that your prayers are being heard by the God of heaven, oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. That changes you, praise the Lamb of God. It changes your outlook. It changes perception. It changes you in a great way, praise the Lamb of God, and calls you, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, it causes you, oh yes, to come to a place of understanding the raw love of God, that he will not disconnect,
Jesus,
will not disassociate himself from you, praise the Lamb.
Yes,
it takes
God.
A lot for to break ranks with God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You want me to tell you what is more than us departing from him? It's us using him, saying that we love him, but then don't talk to him. Saying that
Jesus.
We love him and singing songs that inspire us, that make us feel good, but we don't even direct them towards the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That I worship and praise. I sit up on the side of the bed morning, Prophet Darrell, when I woke up. Hallelujah. And I sung the Lord a new song. I entitled it In Your Face. And I just started singing to the Lord a melody that was in my heart that flowed from my lips. Hallelujah. That I will seek you this day. I will seek you afresh. I will seek you this day in a brand new way. I will seek you this day, O God of my praise. I had never sung that before. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And I sung it to the Lord until I felt his presence. Glory to the Lamb of God. You sing to the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You acknowledge God. I don't just read the Word of God for knowledge to teach. I read it in the fellowship with God, the fellowship with his Spirit. Hallelujah. Because while I'm reading the Word, the Holy Ghost is speaking. He's giving revelation. Yeah, that's what he does. And he inspires you. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! My goodness gracious, if you only knew what God has provided in this communication vehicle we call prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I read the Word for fellowship with God, for strength. Yes. And 9 times out of 10 when I'm reading, hallelujah, I want to say 99.9 times out of 10 when I'm reading, out of 100 when I'm reading, the Spirit of the Lord comes over me like a blanket. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Then I touch my head and say, Lord, here's mine. I touch my eyes and say, here's my eyes, my ears, hallelujah, my chest and my belly. And I lift my hands to the Lord and say, all that I am is at your service this day. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'll go into a worship posture. Hallelujah. And then I start interceding. Hallelujah. Then I start praying for other people. Once I know, hallelujah,
Jesus,
that the Lord is in the house. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yes, sir. I know I didn't talk to somebody some already. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. That's when your prayer life becomes sweet and your joy complete. Hallelujah. Then you start understanding why Grandmama sung so much on I Come to the Garden Alone while the dew is still on the rose. And the voice I hear called, none other has ever known. Praise the Lamb. I tell you, you start understanding, praise the Lamb of God, why Mama was crying when she was stirring the pot, singing Zion songs. You start understanding why them old people had their Bibles up in the bed with them. You start understanding that there was something to this thing. Praise. They didn't just have it there in the bed. They was reading it in the midnight hour, burning the midnight oil. Praise the Lamb of God. Fellowship with God and praying over their homes and praying over their children and praying that the Lord would make a way. They were the intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, and the midwives for our birthing and for our example. Yeah. And many of us departed from that path. Hallelujah. Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. But I tell you, you better get back close to the Lord. I came to inspire you today. This is not a showmanship, intercessory prayer isn't. Prayer is not a showmanship. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't pray the outside. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Who prayed the best?
Amen.
Prayed the hardest. Because somebody over in a corner, we doing all that monkey shining. Somebody over in the corner might be saying, mercy. And the Lord heard, the Lord have mercy over your 30 minutes of prayer. So let's make sure, brothers and sisters, that our heart is in the right place, that we're sincere. Hello, light bulbs.
Yes.
As intercessors, that we're sincere in our approach to the throne of God. Oh, my God, I think I done tapped into something here to make sure intercessory prayer life is pure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're not here to be heard or to be seen by men. And I tell you this, if your whole prayer life, excuse me, is public, I feel sorry for you. If all you do is pray in the public and pray when people are around you, and you have no urge to pray when you're alone, I feel sorry for your prayer life. Hallelujah. Because this has crumbling brass symbol. It says your prayer is still in that building. You need to go open the roof and let it out. Praise the Lamb of God. Must have a relationship that's established in there. Yeah, that's saturated in your fellowshipping with God and with the Holy Spirit. That's what gives you power. Praise the Lamb of God. I said, and they coined me on this phrase, that power is not found in the abundance of words, but power is found in the secret closet of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's not by your much speaking, yes, but by your sincerity. It's not by your flowery words or your flattering lips. Hallelujah.
The heart of God.
Contrite and spirit, hallelujah, on the behalf of others. That God moves, hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. That God moves, praise the Lamb of God. He moves when he sees this spirit. He moves, praise the Lamb of God. Today is intercessory prayer day. I think I'm talking about the right thing here, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, God moves, praise the Lamb of God, when our prayers are acceptable. That's why he says in Malachi 3, the third chapter, before you get to bring ye all the tithes, he says, I will refine the priests, praise the Lamb of God, that their prayers may be acceptable before me. Hallelujah. I will refine the priests. We need refining sometimes. Hallelujah. We need an inner revival of our spirits, a regeneration of the self to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we ain't praying just to pray and we ain't praying just to play. Oh, my God, my God. But when your heart is moved to pray, when your spirit is moved, when you see the need for intercession, when compassion is birthed in your bosom, hallelujah. When tears well up in your soul on behalf of others, you think of somebody's condition and love burst in your heart. My God, my God, my God. When you really take time, praise the Lamb of God, to pray for individuals, I promise you, hallelujah. Yes, God. You will see a difference in their life, and you will see a difference in yours. Yes, you will. Praise the Lamb of God. God said, pray for somebody else's healing that you might be healed. Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
What are we going to do with that scripture, Prophet Dale? Pray for somebody else's healing that you might be healed. It doesn't mean you sit when you pray for their healing.
That's right.
See, it could mean you putting money in the bank. So when you get sick, you can be healed. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. I got some healing grace in the bank. I got some healing grace because when I was whole, I went laying hands. When I was whole, I went speaking healing over people. Praise the Lamb of God. I had compassion for others. There's some grace in the bank for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The grace of God is mighty. We must come to the place of understanding how this thing called intercessory prayer really works. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ah, with a sincere heart, with a sincere mind. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That God looks at us and says, your prayers has been accepted before me. Your prayers has been accepted before my throne. And that's what you want more than anything. You want the prayers of that you're praying to be accepted before the throne of God. Hallelujah,
yes,
to Jesus.
Jesus.
You want prayers, hallelujah, that you're praying. You want God to look at them and cherish. You want God to hear your voice in his thick terms and say, "It sounds like my child calling on me." Praise the Lamb of
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
You have to make the heavens sound when I pray.
Jesus tells us it's like disturbing God. Pray till you disturb him.
Huh.
Pray till he hear your voice.
You talking about
hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah. Pray until it's an inopportune moment for God. That God
Glory
says, wait a minute.
Huh.
I got to perform this over here for my child calling
That's
on me
right.
now. Y'all hold on a minute. My
yes,
goodness
God.
Gracious.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God I had a praying mama.
Let that be
my. Y'all don't
my
like
goodness.
Me before the show over. I know it. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank God I had a praying mother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Her mother could show enough pray. Hallelujah. But she taught me without her even knowing, praise the Lamb of God, the power of her prayers. Hallelujah. She used to stand there and tell me in the kitchen when I had a hernia when I was young, Prophet Darrell. I lived from praying football, and I had to stay in the house with Mama a whole summer. And I'm around the table. That's where I learned how to cook and didn't even know I was learning. Around the table with her, watching her prepare meals and helping and assisting her and what have you, and talking to her, and she started talking about God. She started talking about her sweet Jesus. And she started talking about the power of prayer and the power that you have with God if your ways please him. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
Ways please God. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't listening to me. If your ways please God. Hallelujah. The power you will have with him. And I said, Mama, what you mean by your ways? She said, the way you treat people.
Huh.
The way you love people.
Yes.
The way you forgive people.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Lord.
You help people. The way you give to people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When your ways please God, the way you call on his name, the way you praise
Jesus.
Him, the way you're
yes.
grateful for the little things he gave you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God today. When your ways please God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Then you hear the Lord say, I've set an open door before you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. That you can come in and out of my presence at will. Only a favored child can do that. Praise the Lamb of God. I remember, you know, when my brother, praise the Lamb, God had saved him and delivered him now. God bless my brother. Praise the Lamb of God. But I remember when he was out there on drugs and stuff. Praise God. I could come in the house, in Mama's house. We were all grown. I was living here in Detroit. I could come into Mama's house and go all the way up in her bedroom without trouble.
Come
when
on
he came
then.
In the door, tell him, stay right there in that kitchen until I come out.
That's right.
He come in the living room. I told you, do not come no further than that kitchen. Hello? Know why? She didn't trust him.
That's right.
His ways didn't please.
You got to watch him. Come on now.
Hallelujah. But when your ways are pleased, you get access.
Amen.
Y'all not listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. When your ways please God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
All this unforgiveness, all this jealousy, all this envy, all this crawdad pulling somebody because you can't get up off the ground, all of this. God is not pleased with mess. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then think we just in the throne room and just go to praying and everything and get a little music in our voice, a little tune, and this, that, and another, and this, that, and you think you didn't show enough praise because you didn't broke a sweat. Do your ways, please, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale comes on this show. He said, can I pray today? The willingness to pray. Are you willing? Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
When you ask, do you want to go in a shell every time somebody asks you for prayer, but you constantly asking for prayer? Come on now.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can't be bashful of God in front of people. That's being ashamed of God. If you're ashamed of me in front of men, I'll be ashamed of you.
Yes, sir.
You got to remember, your great intercessor. Jesus is your great intercessor. Eternally in the heavens, making intercession for you. Hallelujah. And you must own him in front of men. Don't be bashful to pray. Hallelujah. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't worry about your words. You talking to God. You ain't talking to people. Hello, light bulbs. I'd rather have an uneducated adjective skipping over verb breaking mother praying for me than a scholar from the seminary who don't know Jesus. I'd rather for mama to pray.
Yeah,
hallelujah. I'm ashamed of the God she served who love him enough that she knows she uneducated. Hallelujah. But she'll still call on the name of Jesus. I don't even know how I got in all this.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy. Where am I today?
Hallelujah.
Have you
struck a nerve. Hallelujah. Something struck a nerve that make me know that we need this kind of teaching. Praise the Lamb of God. So that we can be the men and women God has called us to be. A fortified city. Hallelujah. So that we can be an army of intercessors. Hallelujah. Destroying the works of the devil. We got to have power.
Yeah.
God is speaking to us continuously about the power he wants to release to us.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Power he wants to invest in us. To heal the sick. Hallelujah.
My God.
Cast out these. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank
when you walk in, they cry out. They cry out when you walk in to the glory that's on your life. Hallelujah.
Lord,
because of
hallelujah.
Your preparation in prayer
thank
that you just took on the mantle of Christ. They cry
thank
out
you,
when you walk in.
Thank
you. Because they can't stand your. Oh, my goodness gracious. Nothing is going to grant us that type level of access to the power of God but prayer and communion and fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my
gracious.
I love you today,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I bless you today, my God, my God.
Go God in the name of Jesus.
And a God that we serve that has blessed us.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. In such a way that you can open your mouth and he hear you. Hallelujah.
That's right.
God
that's
is
right. The heaven.
God,
that
in Chicago praying, and I'm in Detroit, and he can make us pray the same prayer.
Hallelujah.
People.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes. We're touching and agreeing in the spirit.
Yes. Hallelujah.
What kind of God is hallelujah. To allow this spirit to tell you what to pray so that he can perform it. What kind of God is this?
Oh,
right.
God.
We neglect such a great gift. Oh, my God.
Right,
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our God has given us
treasures
of hope. Our God lets us in his storehouse. Our God who led us with him under giving us heavenly in heavenly places. Far above all realities and powers. Ours, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Says, cry out to me, and I will hear. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, says the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gracious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God.
Lord.
Love in the day.
Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Do you love him, the God? Do you love the Lord? My. Come on, we're going to listen to this, and then we're coming right back. I want you to hear Shane. Listen to what she said. I could just...
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're coming right back.
Somebody lift your voices to the Lord.
Stay with
us. Tell them, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence, Jesus. Woo! Come on, we about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further, amen. If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence, and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole, I'll still believe, I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole, I'll still believe, I will just praise at your feet right here. Come on and tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Oh. Somebody tell the Lord, if I can just press,
if I can just press
in your presence,
press in your
behold
presence,
the beauty of your face.
Of your
if I can just press in your presence,
press in your
and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares where they are, I will be whole, I still believe, I will just lay at your feet.
But yet, you still want me.
I want to be used by you. Woo! That's Shayna, boy. You can't do nothing with Shayna Wilson. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Well, our intercessors are in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to do some more praying here. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, let me see who I can light up. Who I can light up here today. Praise the Lamb of God. There's so many of them lit up here. Hallelujah. I think, let me see, that looks like Sylvia in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. Got to light my daughter up here. Hallelujah. Sylvia, how you doing today, girl?
I am fine.
Praise the Lamb of God. Then 248 error code. I think that's Andrea. Hello? All right. Nobody's saying nothing. That's 248. I guess they're busy doing something else. Then we have a 313-304 here. Praise the Lamb. 313-304 error code. Who's
Hi,
this
Papa.
Now?
This is Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Michelle Booker, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
We blessed of the Lord. Boy, I tell you, hallelujah, just enjoying God today and all of his richness with these intercessors here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Did you have a prayer request?
No, I was just listening to the prayer call. I'm just in on the call today.
Oh, well. Man, well, we thank you for that, dear. Sure enough, we thank you for being hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What a wonderful delegation that we have here today on the show. Hallelujah. That's Michelle Booker, one of our praise team members there at the Truth Church. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for
mm-hmm.
her. Here with
Amen.
Us, Father. I'll see you, daughter. Hallelujah. Lord willing. Don't forget, Mary Anderson is bringing the word this Sunday for the first time at the Truth Church.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
All
oh,
right.
My goodness. Our sons and daughters are rising up, and we praise God for them. Hallelujah, as they're entering into various segments of ministry. Praise the Lamb of God, and she's a teacher in the office of a teacher. Hallelujah, in the fivefold ministry. And we're going to raise that daughter up to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, we had our daughter. My God, who is that? Bertha Pruitt. Hallelujah. Prophetess as your mama. Y'all call her all kinds of names. Praise the Lamb of God. But she is being trained, praise the Lamb of God, so that she can walk in the office of the prophetess also. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then Michelle Booker. I don't know how I'm going to get her off that pew. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And get her in place where she's supposed to be. But I see she is pressing in. Greater, praise the Lamb of God, listening to the show and things of this nature. There's so much growth. There's so much development, praise God. And there's so much labor for us as believers until if all of us, praise the Lamb of God, that's in the day, had called ministries on our lives, there's still enough sinners in the world for all of us to go out and repack
Amen.
Every church that we came out of.
Amen.
Hello, light bulb. It's 11.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God is doing a lot in this season to bring people into their ministry call, and we are so grateful for that. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, granddaughter.
Yeah.
Granddaughter, how you doing? You said you're a little tired, right? Praise the Lamb of God. I know you're a little tired. But you still here to pray, daughter?
Hey, that's my job.
She said that's her job. Her gig today. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to allow you to come and pray, hallelujah, for our families. Hallelujah. I want you to pray the family prayer today. Hallelujah. Including us as a family, as PSM, and many groups that have the family spirit. And we have such a family spirit. I've noticed Arlene was in the back office saying, God is going to allow all of us to come together under the same roof soon so that we can have a praise party because it's like we all know each other already. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just to be able to come and fellowship. Come on, daughter. Take us to the throne now. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Father, we just come worship you on today, God. God, we come to give you glory. We come to honor you, God. We come to exalt your holy name, God. For God, you are worthy today, God. Hallelujah. For God, this is the day that you have made, God. And oh, God, we made the choice to be glad and to rejoice in it, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just come to thank you for victory on today, God. Father God, we thank you for the families, God. Hallelujah, God. God, we know that you ordained family in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just come, God, just to give you glory and honor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for every component of the family today, God. God, we thank you for the mother, the father, God. We thank you for them praying, God. Father God, we thank you for the children, God. We thank you for the grandparents, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we come to thank you for the uncles and the aunties, God, and the cousins, God, that you have grown together, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just come, hallelujah, on our knees, God, on our faith, God. Oh, God, standing before you today, God, in your presence today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we come right now lifting the family up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, where the enemy has come in, God, and tried to tear the family up, God. God, we know, hallelujah, that you can come in and build it back up, God. But, God, you placed us on a firm foundation, God, on a solid rock, and that rock was Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you put the grandmothers in the unit, God, to call and travail on you, God, in the name of the family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, you put the mothers there, God, to nurture your children, God, to nurture your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, hallelujah, you brought the women, God, in the name of Jesus, to be cunning and travailing women, God, and we call them back to their place today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we call them back to their knees, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we call them back into that secret place, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we call your families back, God, so that they can come and commune with you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, Father God, hallelujah, where the fathers have left, God, in the name of Jesus, we call them back, God, to take their rightful place, God, as head of the household, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God, that they may continue to teach, God, their children, God, in the way that you have them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call the family, God. Hallelujah. Those that are not blood, God. But, oh, God, they've been blood washed, God. In the name of Jesus, God. You brought them together, God. And for that, we thank you, God. And we give you glory and honor, God. God, you brought us together in every unit, God. For God, your word said we are many members, God. But we are one body in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. So, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we speak to families, God. Oh, God, across the nations, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that they will come back, God, to you in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, that you will be their first love again, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that you will be in the midst, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. God, we give you glory and honor, God, for those that have lost loved ones, God, and they feel like there's no family anymore, God. You said that you would be a mother, God. You said that you would be God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, hallelujah, we just bless you for it, God. God, we give you glory and honor, God, that you would connect us, God, with godly people, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And oh, God, hallelujah, that you will place in them, God, the very thing that we need, God. God, that they will begin to intercede, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We pray for our first families, God. God, we pray for our preachers and their families, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they would get on one accord, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, that they would unite, God. Oh, God, we bind up any spirit of jealousy, God, among the families, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bind up the naysayer, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we bind up witchcraft, God. Hallelujah. That would try to destroy your family, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. God, we just come right now, God, crying out to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we're calling on the name of Jesus today, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. And see what covers them with the blood, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, those families, God, that have children that have strayed away, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we call them back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Those children, God, that have ran away, God, we call them back in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that mother, hallelujah, that's out there on drugs, God, neglecting her children, God, we call her back in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That father that's out in the streets, God, we call him back, God, for his family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call him back, God, to stand firm in the name of Jesus, to stand rooted and grounded in your word today, God, to cover his family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We just bless you, God. God, we give you glory. Today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, no weapon formed against our family shall prosper, God, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, Jesus, God, we come to quench, God, every fiery dart, God, that has been thrown at the family today, God, hallelujah, for we know, God, that unity is the key, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we stand in the gap, God, for those that have broken families, God. We stand in the gap today, God, in the name of Jesus, for that mother, that father, that son, that daughter today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we speak the word over them, God. We send the word out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah, that it shall be united again, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for those families that have come together, God. Oh, God, in marriage, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, no weapon formed against them shall tear that family up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you shall be at the forefront, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Your word shall be spoken, God, in the home, God, in the children, God, in the mother and father, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for the PSMI family today, God, in the name of Jesus. For, God, you have brought us, God, together from all walks of life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you have put us together, God, for a purpose for you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, under one leader, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, I declare today, God, I decree in the name of Jesus, God, that every member, God, shall walk in unity today, God, that every member, God, shall come together, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I declare and I decree, God, that under the leadership, God, we shall grow, God, in you in the name of Jesus, God. God, we shall go out, God, and set the captives free, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, hallelujah, Jesus. I declare, God, and I decree, God, that PSMI, God, shall move across the nation, God, as a family, God, in the name of Jesus, God, raising the dead, God, healing the sick in the name of Jesus, God, speaking the word, God, and watch it manifest, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, and I give you glory and honor, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Father, fire is hot. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want over the prophetic word released last night. I want you to do that right now. Praise the Lord, the prophetic word that was released tonight on the page, personal and the call.
Hallelujah, Jesus, Almighty King, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. We give you glory, we give you honor, Father God. We lift you up on high in the name of Jesus. There is truly none like you, Father God. Hallelujah. We are yelling on the top of our voices, on top of the mountains, Jesus. Glory unto you, Father. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to let the word that came before on the night of yesterday in Jesus' name to come in, Father God, into fruition, to manifest, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. Wake up every one of your children in the name of Jesus, Father God. Come to them in their sleep, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God, open up their eyes, my Lord, touch their ears, Father God, and take away any stony heart part, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not even a grain of sand, Father God, let it be supple like your heart is supple, Father God, let our mind be prepared, Father God, to know the word of the Lord thy God in and out, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we will lift up every word that was prophesied over every person last night in the name of Jesus. It will come to pass because your word do not come back to you void, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. Your word has wings, Father God, and it shall soar higher than the eagles in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your reservoir, Father God. We thank you for your flooding of your blessings in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your overflow, your saturation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. We thank you for waking up what was sleeping, Father God. And those that couldn't see, we thank you for the spiritual glasses, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. We shall stand in the gap, Father God. Hallelujah. Not a rip nor a tear shall be, Father God, because we will see, Father God, because we are in your spirit, Father God. You will give us the strategies of the enemy, Father God, before they even do their assignment, Father God. We will be in position to cancel them out, Father God. We will be in position to cast them out, Father God. We will be in position to renounce them in the name of Jesus. They will not touch none of your children, Father God. They will not touch the blessings of your righteous, Father God. They will not hinder, Father God. They shall not deceive, Father God. We will be washed up in the blood of Jesus to see the lie of the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord thy God. No more tripping over our own feet. No more tripping over someone else's feet, because we will be in you, Father God. We'll be on the wall, Father God, high enough, Father God, to see far out, Father God, where the enemies have been positioned, Father God. And because we're in tune with you, Father God, we will listen and obey in unity, Father God. We will be in order, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God, working together collectively, Father God, in harmony with love and compassion, Father God, not worrying about who's doing what, but what we are to do in the name of Jesus, Father God, because we will be blessed, Father God, because we're in order, Father God, and as we're in order, Father God, your promises will flow in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up our corporate, Father God, praise that's been on us, Father God, over PSMI in the name of Jesus, Father God. As you lift it up, Father God, we are lifted up in the name of Jesus, Father God. We call the heavens down in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to saturate our men and women of God, Father God. Place your armor over them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It's permanent, Father God. It will never come off, not even in the shower. It will stay on every day, all day, in our sleep, for the daytime activities. Father God, we thank you, oh glorious Lord, thy God. Our swords are drawn in the name of Jesus. We're corporately together, cohesively, in unity, in love and compassion, with the power of Christ in us, with the authority and the commandment of the heavens in the name of Jesus in our tongue. And we shall bring forth life. We shall bring forth healing and power in this land in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. Wherever we go, the earth will shake, Father God. Wherever we stand, the earth will shake, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. Confident in the power of God, confident in the will of God, confident in the knowing of God, because you are great and you are mighty. We give you glory and we give you honor this day, Father God, because you are the strength, Father God. You are the all-seeing, all-knowing God, Father God. We are just merely vessels, Father God, that you created. It was your blueprint that you laid on your table in heaven and said, come forth, body of heaven, in the name of Jesus, and you blew breath in our life, Father God. So we lay our head bare by your feet, Father God, all day and every day.
Oh.
Thank you, oh, merciful King, because you didn't have to do it, Jesus. You didn't have to wake me up this morning. You didn't have to wake me up yesterday or the day before or last year, but you did it anyhow. And we're going to thank you. We're going to give you glory. We're going to give you honor. And every breath that we take is because of the gift from you, Jesus. And we lift up every prophecy that was said over us and every prophecy that's coming from your throne room unto us, Father God. We carry it with honor. We carry it with care in the name of Jesus. And whatever we don't understand, we bring it back to you, Father God, because you are the reservoir of knowledge, the reservoir of wisdom and understanding. You will reveal it, Father God, unto us in the name of Jesus. We give you glory on this day, Father God. We say, rain on us in the name of Jesus. Rain on us,
amen.
Father God. We give you glory in Jesus' magnifying name. Amen.
Bless your name today, Father. Oh, we give you praise. We praise. Hallelujah, for your blood covering today. Thank you, oh God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah, boy, oh boy. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. God, we love you today. We worship and adore your holy name. Holiness belongs to you. Holiness belongs to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Prophet Daryl, I'm scared to get started here.
Ooh,
but it's such an anointing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Ah, place in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Word of God. I feel a hotness in my belly. I feel heat in my belly. Hallelujah. Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Your honor. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, is you hearing anything? Is that something you want to say? Praise the Lamb of God to us now. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. No? All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, it's a heat in my belly. I feel the Lord stretching out in me, the old folks used to say.
Hallelujah.
I feel the Lord stretching out in me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I just love the Lord. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you this, people of God, things are going to get much better for us, praise the Lamb of God, as the Lord continues to move by his Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, doing things, hallelujah, in the earth realm, planning, hallelujah, to shift things toward his people, for his people, so that we can be blessed. Hallelujah, in an unusual fashion, in an unusual way. Oh, my God. Somebody didn't know that their suffering, hallelujah, was a setup for the biggest blessing that God has ever had to share with them. I'm telling you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. God is moving in a way right now on your behalf, people of God. Hallelujah, and don't you dare miss him. Don't you dare miss God in this season, praise the Lamb of God, as he's preparing, as I shared with Gracie, praise the Lamb of God, as he's preparing to set you up for the rest of your days. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. No more worries about income. No more worries about how it's going to be paid. Hallelujah. That's one of the things that has caused sickness in the body, worry. Praise the Lamb. God's going to give you peace like a river. Praise the Lamb of God. In that area, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The only thing we're going to have to do is fight the temptation about worrying about what we have. Praise the Lamb of God. Because that's the secondary worry. Hallelujah. God bless us, and then we start worrying about what we got. Hallelujah. Worrying about somebody trying to take it. Worried about this. Worried about that. Hallelujah. When God blesses you, praise the Lamb of God, he blesses you, hallelujah, in a good way, and it's without sorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's without sorrow, and he blesses you in a way, hallelujah, that as your blessings multiply, you become a blesser. Praise the Lamb of God, so you can be a blessing to others. That's what God really, really wants from us. Praise the Lamb of God, to be able to come into a place of being a blessing to others. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm sharing this at least once a week with everyone. I'm going to share it again today with you. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not the time for you to neglect God in your tithes and offerings. This is not the season for you to go off on a tantrum talking about what they did, what he did, what she did, what the church did, what the pastor did, or what a prophet did. This season, you need to live according to the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And if God says pay your tithes, and the word of God rests in your spirit right, then you do what God has commanded you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You do what God has commanded you to do. Praise the Lamb of God by his holy word. He don't have to visit you to make you do this. It ain't nothing special. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just got to roll off the thing to say, pay your tithes. You don't have to have a special visitation. It's right there in his word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if you're going to walk in the will of God, in the way of God, praise the Lamb of God, and you're going to declare all this love for God, then your treasure's got to be God's too. Praise the Lamb of God. That's something I learned early on, that my money has to be God, because your heart is where your treasures are. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Your heart is where your treasures are.
Yes,
did you hear what I said? Your heart is where your treasures are. Praise the Lamb of God. And your treasures will follow. You will invest in that your heart is. Praise the Lamb of God. You will invest in that where your heart is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And so understand that, people of God, when it comes down to our living and our giving and our walking in the abundance of life, we must make sure that we're walking and living according to the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. According to the word of God. Hallelujah. Make sure across this, some of you are coming into a position right now, when your tax returns come, that you'll be able to sow the first fruit seed of an entire paycheck. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that the first fruit anointing can rest upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But some of us going to miss it. You know why? Because we're so used to eating up the seed. Our greed is so great that we eat the seeds that we're supposed to sow. Praise the Lamb of God. So therefore, we have no harvest coming. I give you nothing, praise the Lamb of God, and there's prophets and prophetess here, but what is in the word of God. I bring you the word of God raw. I bring it to you rich. Hallelujah. And I bring it to you in its righteousness so that it can the proper effect upon your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't get on here playing games because it's gonna be like a boomerang coming back at me. And let me tell you something, I ain't got enough to lose, praise the Lamb of God, for God to pronounce a curse on me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you that right now. I need total healing, total restoration and everything, just like some of you do, praise the Lamb of God. So I'm at a place where I'm attempting to receive from God every promise that God has promised. Not some of them. I want all of them, praise the Lamb.
Amen.
But the only way you can do that is live by the richness and the righteousness of his word. Don't tell God you love him and then bite his hand. Hallelujah, as he's feeding you. Don't do that.
Amen.
Don't tell God you love him, and then when you think he's not looking, you steal from him. Don't do that.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Be a trusted child. Be a child that God can say, if I give him or her $100 today, I know they're going to pay their tithe.
Amen.
If I give him or her $1 million today, I know they're going to pay their tithes or sow seeds. Be that
Thank
person.
You, Jesus.
A trust with money. Hallelujah. Be
Amen.
That person that trust with finance. Now, this is something you have to
yes,
have a made-up mind about. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you have to discipline yourself that, God,
yes.
I'm going to do what you want to do. Praise the Lamb of God, so that I can walk in that. Hallelujah. Some of us are so busy manipulating systems and things of that nature until we mess up. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. I think this. Wait a minute. Erico 410, your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Praise the Lord, Prophet. This is Terrell from Maryland.
Hi, Terrell. How you doing, man of God?
Hey, listen, I can't complain at all. I can't complain at all. I just wanted to call and tell you that I've been blessed by this program, man. I'm driving down the highway and just, you know, just really in awe of God and what he's doing. So I just wanted to call and tell you to, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and I'm truly being blessed by it.
Bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Bless you today as you travel. Hallelujah. May the Lord give you good safety and good success. Hallelujah.
Yes.
As you're traveling and going. Hallelujah. And as you come back in, may you come back in full. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Mighty name. Watch that word. Praise the Lamb of God. May you come back in full in Jesus'
Amen.
Mighty name. Hallelujah. People of God, I really wanted to drop that in your spirit today, because many of us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, are neglectful in this area because our heart is not solely sold out to God. Now, I'm going to tell you this and we're going to go on. Hallelujah. When your heart really gets sold out to God, you don't count 10% and 20% that this belongs to God. You say all of it does. Hallelujah.
Right.
See, when all your money
Amen.
Belongs to God, God has free course. He can come to you and tell you to give your sister $50. Give you. Sometimes, you know, even my children have come in the house, and the Lord will speak to me and say, give your son $50 before he leave the house. And I'll go in there and get it and give it to him. And when he's walking out the door, he's turning around with tears in his eyes. Dad, how you know I needed some money? I didn't want to ask you for it. I said, you forget your daddy, a prophet. You forget the Lord is praise the Lamb. You must be accessible, brothers and sisters, to God in obedience, so that God lets you be the one that he load up, hallelujah, to be a blessing to others. But if you can't hear God, how are you going to do it? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you tightwad, how are you going to do it? When all
Amen.
You do is all the time watching, trying to see how much you can get, and your hand never opens to give. We must be very careful of that spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. I said you must be very careful of that spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ah, my goodness gracious. Oh, my God. All right, let me do this right quick. Praise the Lamb of God. Since Prophet Darrell is so quiet on me today, I don't know why he's so quiet. Praise the Lord, but I think he's cooking. Maybe cooking him a breakfast or something. out in the street. I thought you was over over the stove. Hallelujah.
I'm still on the show. I got you, Pastor. Whatever you need me to do, I'm still here.
You still right there? All right, good. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me say, let me say this. Oh, my God, I messed up here. I want to get into the book of Micah, but I know that it's going to take so much. We did say that we would open up the channel today. Praise the Lamb. I forget who the young lady was. The last young lady, praise the Lamb of God, called in yesterday. I called back to you. You'll hear what you push one on your dial.
No.
You called in yesterday.
I got to get on with that card.
Hallelujah. And I asked you to. Huh?
It was from Texas. I think her name was Angela.
She was from Texas, wasn't she? She was. And she called in, and we were out of time. And I told her to call in today, praise the Lamb of God, and push one on her dial, praise the Lamb of God. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to open the lines. There's such a wonderful presence here, praise the Lamb of God, of the Lord. Hallelujah. And this prophetic move, praise the Lamb of God. I think we're just going to open the lines, praise the Lamb of God, and allow the Lord to speak. Hallelujah. We're going to go out that way today, and then we'll take up next Tuesday because we still got a lot of prophets anyway. Ain't no sense in trying to praise the Lamb of God. Ain't no sense in trying to rush that. We have a lot of prophets to go through. Hallelujah. So we want to do this. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. I guess Bertha just ain't going to help me. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to have to find me a new daughter. She don't want to act right sometimes. Mm-hmm. Bertha don't. Where she be at? Where do Bertha be? Where do Bertha be? Huh?
I don't know. She need a woman.
Where do Bertha be? Where is Bertha?
I'm sitting right here listening to the show.
You in a car somewhere. We're going to have to whoop Bertha. All right, Bertha, you coming to Detroit. I got to keep my hands clean so that I won't jail. Yeah, thank you.
I'm sitting right here with Kyle.
I'm right here with Kyle. Uh-huh, there she goes.
I have the grandbaby today.
Hallelujah. All right, those of you that are born, your dial is up. Quick as we can, praise the Lamb of God. I'm going back up here to Terrell. Hallelujah, brother. Praise the Lamb of God. That's right. Terrell, you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Man of God, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. And yes, Lord, hallelujah. And I see you not driving into, but I see you walking into some wealth here, praise the Lamb of God. That's one reason why I came back to you. I see you walking into a wealthy place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I see God really pouring out his blessings of praise. Lamb of God, that God is going to clean up some debt. Praise the Lamb of God here in the right near future. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to blow your mind. And praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, and I see, hallelujah, yes, God. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. I hear you, God. Yes, God. Now, I don't know what this is, but the Lord said, by this time tomorrow, you'll have the check. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know what that's about. Praise the Lamb of God. But that's what the Lord told me to tell you. By this time tomorrow, you will have the check. Praise the Lamb of God, Terrell. So I don't know if it's coming in the mailbox or somebody going to just write it and put it in your hand. But God is about to praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So get ready for it. Hallelujah. Bertha, Prophet Daryl, anything you want to say to Terrell?
Brother Terrell, I just want to tell you this, that this is the season, and I touch and agree with what an apostle has already have said, amen, because the Bible said whether there were two of us touching the grief or anything, he said, it shall come to pass. So I touch and agree. But I want to tell you, this is the season of great manifestation that the Lord is getting ready to prove himself to you.
First
time. Because I hear you saying, Lord, I haven't felt your presence in a while. I hear you saying, Lord, I haven't felt your presence in a while. God said he's getting ready to give you a visitation.
Thank you, Lord.
And in this visitation, he's going to begin to sharpen your gift. Hallelujah, because I heard the Lord say that you are a prophet as well. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he said you are a dreamer. He said you are a dreamer because he ministered to you in dreams a lot.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The
Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
And I'm going back on mute, Apostle, because I'm going to tell you this noise.
Thank you.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Question, was there anything you want to say before?
Just to confirm, Terrell, when you came on, the Lord said showers of blessings when the prophet was prophesying to you. I confirmly agree with him about the wealth that's coming your way. But, Terrell, God says to also increase your prayer life. As Prophet Dale says, there's an anointing on your life
for
the office of the prophet. And you got to be more prayed up. With your travels, you need to be prayed up. More into prayer for what you're doing and traveling on the road, that God's care and protection to be around you. Get into your word more, spend more time in prayer, because that's what you're going to need to carry you through on this journey that God has for you, says the Spirit of God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Father, we give you praise, honor, and glorify our brother, and we pray now, hallelujah, that your blood covering be over him. Hallelujah, and that your word come from my mouth might manifest himself quickly for him, oh God.
Hallelujah.
And that you guard his mind in this season as he goes. Our Father, in Jesus' name, the calling that's on his life, we call it forth into full flourishing. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And manifestation. Jesus, yes. Yes, that he might stand in his high place, that he might declare, hallelujah, what is the richness, glory of God, hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Bless
you.
Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve. Don't you just love some Jesus? Hallelujah. All right, we've in the bayou. Let's do this. Yeah. 504 area code.
Hello, Prophet.
What's this, California? This who?
This is Treva.
Oh, Treva.
Yeah,
this
you
can Treva.
Hear me. Hi, Prophet Darrell. Hi,
Prophet. How you doing, Treva?
Yes,
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How's everyone?
I know
going?
You are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of the Lord. You should be sick. I'm going to sing a song. The Lord is blessing me right now. Prophet Dell, sing that song for me. Sing that to this girl. The Lord is blessing me right now. That's our song.
The Lord
is blessing me. That's it.
Me right now.
Yeah.
Oh, right now. He woke me up this morning and started.
That's it, Prophet.
On your way.
The Lord
is blessing you right now. I'm trying
right
to
now.
See, that's a West Side of Chicago song right there. Yeah, it originated in West Side of Chicago. The best Chicago. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Lord is blessing you right now. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yes,
I see
God
the smile
good.
On your face. I can see the smile on your face.
Yes,
God
I
is
have
good.
Smiling. God is good. He's good.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
God
praise the
so
Lamb
awesome.
Of God. Isn't he awesome, God?
Yes,
hallelujah. He is
awesome,
an awesome God.
God.
You never know.
And what he's hallelujah. Let me get my arrangement right here. Praise the Lamb of God. What's her name? Bertha Pruitt. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on here, girl. Talk to your sister.
The Lord says to tell you, Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 5 is yours. He has commanded the blessings upon your household.
Oh.
God has commanded it. You are blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed going out. You're blessed going in. Your kids.
Hallelujah.
God,
hallelujah.
You are blessed.
Hallelujah.
And he has commanded the blessings themselves to overtake your household, says the Spirit of God. You are blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh,
I
could feel it through
my
body.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You want me to tell you why the Lord loves you so much, Treva? Because you don't play games.
No.
Hallelujah. See, people play games. They in and out. They show up when they need. They're not consistent in their faithfulness and this, that, and another. And they play games and they run to every little prophet and prophetess and everybody trying to see who's going to get them a word in this. You are so consistent and stable,
yes,
praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
faith is stable.
Yes,
faith is not a renegade. Faith is stable, praise the Lamb of God. Faith is stable. Faith is solid in
Hallelujah.
God. It's solid as a rock. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
And we have to a point in our faith that we trust the Word of God, especially just like now, she prophesies to you, she prophesies, and the word of God is confirmed by his presence.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Tonight somebody go for the same experience. They go to church, and the prophet coming out, they jump right up in the line. I'm going to see what he's going to tell me. I'm going to see what he's going to tell me.
Oh,
this
hallelujah.
Is not a game.
Oh, Jesus.
This is a game.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is something that you... God has spoken. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say amen to it.
That's
and
amen.
Hold to
yes,
it.
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Say over that word. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all, I told you, I ain't going to like me for the show over because I tell the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But your stability,
amen.
Your stableness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Are you by Monique?
No, I'm not by her right now.
But you tell your sister, praise the Lamb of God, that I see showers of blessing coming on her too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. This is a family affair.
This is a family affair.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How dad's doing?
Thank you, Lord. Oh, dad's doing fine. Dad's doing fine. He's coming along fine.
He's recovered and fine.
Yes, his rehabilitation is coming along fine. He's walking better. He's moving that left arm up even better. And
God blessed us.
And there's my mom ran into this other guy who's a therapist who specializes in, you know, stroke people with stroke and can't move their arm to help them move it back again. So that was a blessing. And he said he wasn't going to even charge my daddy. You say he ain't charged.
Amen.
See, that's the favor of God right there. Because the glory rate is $500.
Huh?
The glory rate is $500 a session. And he said, no, I'm not going to charge him. He's just going to do it. Thank God. That's God bless him. That's his word. He said he's going to do it. He's doing it.
Hallelujah. I shout hallelujah for you in Jesus'
hallelujah.
Mighty name.
Amen.
It's so good to us people. Hallelujah. But I see this blessing blanketing the family. Tell your sister, Sean, what's her name? Chandra. Praise the Lamb of God. Then tell Mama, praise the Lamb of God, the prophet then spoke. Hallelujah. Get the buckets out. Praise the Lamb of God. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings.
Oh, God.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Family. Now, hallelujah. There was an old song my pastor used to say, hallelujah, called Remember Me. So that's all I'm saying. Praise the Lamb.
I remember.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But we used to get a splinter in our leg off the pews. They were so raggedy. But we sat there and praised God. Oh, bet you that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, or do Lord, please remember me. Either one of them will work.
Praise the Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. Watch out, Lord. You're putting too much on the plate.
What an awesome place. I'm excited about what God is doing.
I'm excited
about what he's out. Hallelujah. And there's one more
hallelujah.
I'm move to the next person. But I want to tell you this. Hallelujah. I see a ministry boom for you, though. I see something opening up in ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You better get ready, girl. It's your time. It's your season.
Yes, yes.
Praise
that's
the Lamb.
That's confirmation. God showed me. That's confirmation.
Hallelujah. To go forth and minister. A ministry boom for you. Like that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it's your time. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is going to bless many through you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Amen.
So you got a
Amen.
Fire down in you, minister, that don't nobody know about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. The gift of healing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. On this phone in your hands, girl, God is going to use
Amen.
You mightily.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty name. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Let's go on out to California now, y'all. Praise the Lamb of God. Who is this
Praise
here?
God.
Love you, Treva.
Love you. Love you guys.
I know this 1-8, this California. Hallelujah. Which Californian is it?
Good morning. It's Albertine.
Give me a bell, Bo.
Hello, can you hear me? Yes, this is Bobo.
Yes, or is this Kim? Who is it?
This is Albertine.
Which one of y'all is it?
Albertine,
praise the Lamb of God. Good to hear your voice today. Hallelujah. How did that house thing work out?
It worked out perfectly. You prophesied to me a couple months ago about the first move, and then it would be short, and then God will give me my house, and that you were right on the money. And
hallelujah.
Man,
the Lord gave you the house.
Yes, he did. It's and
Praise
it's beautiful.
Hallelujah.
A lot better than what I thought.
Right.
It's been a blessing.
The word of God is manifesting itself, huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
How's the work front looking?
Oh, it's looking good. Everything is going good. Everything is going really well.
Hallelujah. You still working with them studios and stuff?
Yes, I'm still working. Working on getting contingency bonds and distribution bonds and things of that nature, and it's coming along very well.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. You better watch who you reveal your vision to.
Okay.
There's some thieves amongst you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There's some snakes amongst you.
Come on, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some snakes amongst you that want to steal. Lamb of God, hallelujah, so that they can prosper, and they will do it. Watch who you talk to about what God is giving you and revealing to you. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Make sure your stuff is patented. Okay. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. If it's nothing but a quick patent, put it in an envelope, a stamp on it, mail it back to yourself, and don't open it.
Amen.
So if they steal it, take it to court, seal, and say, there it is right there, Your Honor, with the post date on it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will hold up in court. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb
Amen.
Of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Especially if you just get it notarized by a notary. So that's what you call a quick patent. Praise the Lamb. I might have taught you something right there. I don't know. Praise the Lamb of God. But you need to do that. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Yeah, because when see sometimes, Albertine, the door is cracked open, and God wants you to walk through, but he's trying to wait till you get your business together. Because when
right.
you go through this door, ain't no turning back, and you know that.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. There's no turning back. Praise the Lamb of God. So you're going to have to press your way all the way. You're going to have to press your way all the way through, praise the Lamb of God, so that of the blessings that God talked to you about concerning, praise the Lamb of God, your own this and your own that, praise the Lamb of God, can come into fruition. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha Pruitt, anything you want to say to Aberdeen today?
Albertine, the Lord said, it is well with your soul. All is well. Everything that God has promised you and spoken in your life, it will come to pass, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
The best is yet to come.
Yes.
Just don't lose your focus. And I confirm what Prophet said to you. I believe I told you that about 2 months ago, that God had told you to be careful who you're around.
Yes,
who
you did.
You talk to.
Yes.
That's just confirmation, and it's even stronger now because God is fixing to take you higher in your business. He's going to elevate you. Everything that you've asked God for is going to come to pass. Just stay focused, and that was the right information you gave her about the patent. I had done it myself. It holds up in court. Do as the prophet has instructed you, because God said all is well in your soul. This is your season of manifestation, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
Love you.
Amen. I receive it. Thank you. God bless you.
God said, go get your furniture. Go start picking out the furniture.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Prophet, you are right on the money. I swear to you. Oh, my God.
I know
God.
I'm right on. I'm God's prophet. I can't be off. I'm listening to the Lord. Hallelujah. God said, go get your furniture. Now, I'm going to tell you, like I told that last. I ain't going to tell you twice. You better remember me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
All of you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Remember greatly.
Remember, praise the Lamb of God in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The Lord is wait a minute. I think this is my hallelujah. 5510.
Thank you so much. Praise the Lord.
Who is this at 510?
It's Pastor Nation.
Pastor Eric Nation from California. Prophet Dale, prophesy to this right quick. Where you at, Prophet Dale? Come on in here.
This is Nation.
I know who you are. There's a prophet on
okay.
the line. Prophet Dale? Where's Prophet Dale? Bertha? Was that Prophet Dale?
Prophet Nation, God says when you came on that line, He's moving you up.
Oh, Jesus.
There's nowhere else for you to go, God says, but up. God says, keep it and it's yours. Touch it and it turns to glory. Oh, Jesus.
He sure got that Midas touch. Yes, he does.
Jesus. God says he's taking you higher.
Ooh-wee.
There's another dimension. He says to open the door for you to walk through. God says it's yours. In Jesus' name, a higher level of anointing, a higher level of fire. God says he's just moving you up higher in him, says the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope you got that. We are out of time, people of God. We are in overtime right now. We must go past the nation. Say hi to everybody, sir.
Jesus.
He can't even say nothing. Praise the Lord. All right. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Be blessed. Have a blessed worship weekend.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. No one knows.